Now, this thing right here, you just call a four, that's just my
lawyer.
And this stuff would be my what, my
hair.
If a man has a you know, full growth right here, you say he has a what, he has a
head.
And this thing right here under my hair, that's my, right here with is my,
that's your hair, and that other thing is, I don't want to go left.
Which ear would this one be? That would be my
left.
This would be my
right.
And see, this thing here that I eat with is just my
house.
And you know, if you buy a shirt, you might say it's too tight in the
collar.
The collar goes around your what? Around your
neck.
The thing you swallow with here, what do you usually call that? That's your. And let's see, these things you chew with, they're your what?
Teeth.
And if you go to the dentist, you might have to have what pull? You might have to have a
tooth pull.
And your teeth there, they attach to your
gum.
Yes. And let's see, this part of your hand is your
palm of the hand.
And I have two what right now? Two
fists.
And if you get say rheumatism or arthritis, it gets you where in the
elbows, shoulders,
and places like that. You say I
fingers.
And then in a place like that where you get stiff in your what, in your
joints.
Yes. And the upper part of the man's body, that's his what?
Chest.
He wants to have bald.
Broad shoulders.
Yes. And these are my two what? My two
hands.
Yes. And this thing here, you call a
leg.
Yes, sir. This part right here, you might, if you stumble against something, you might bruise your what?
Shin.
And these are my two what? My two
feet.
Yes. If a man, say he gets down like this, you say he's doing what?
Crippled.
Or how would you say? Say, you know, he's okay, but he gets down like this. You would say he's doing what? He's
I don't know. Let it happen.
We'd say we're just squatting down.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call it hunker down?
Yeah, called hunker.
And you would say he was squatting on his what? On his
heels.
Yes. And say a person. Say someone's been sick a while, you know, and she's up and about now, you might say, well, she's up and about, but she still looks a little what? A little
pale.
Yes. And let's see. And a person who can, say, lift heavy weights and stuff, how would you describe him? You'd say he was real
strong.
And would you ever, what about a person who's always in, you know, in good health, and he never seems to be sick or anything? How would you describe that kind of person? You'd say he would
call him Nelson.
Yes. And what about a person who's very easy to get along with? You say he's very what? Very
easy to get along with. Yeah.
Would you ever say that he's maybe a good natured?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good natured fella.
Yes. And let's see now. You know, when a boy, he gets in his teen years and he starts growing too fast, and you know, gets to be kind of all arms and legs, you know what I'm talking about? He can't walk without stumbling over everything. How would you describe him? You'd say he was very what?
Clumsy.